You bought your appliances to make life smooth. Keeping them that way takes small, steady care. 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there. The payoff is big. Quieter cycles, lower energy bills, fewer surprises on a busy morning. In this 3-part field guide, you learn the simple routines that keep a washer from ripping itself apart, a dryer from running hot, and a refrigerator from wasting cold air. You will clean the hidden filters that choke performance. You will spot the early signs of trouble before they turn into leaks, squeals, or spoiled food. Each chapter is built like a shop manual. Clear scope. Safety first. Tools you already own. Short steps you can follow without pausing the audio. Checks to confirm the win. Photos to document the work when needed. Start with the washer. Water in. Water out. Smooth spin. That is the whole game. Let's tune it to run right. Chapter 1. Washers. Keep the water flowing. Scope. You will service a residential top load or front load washing machine. You will clean the inlet screens and drain filter, wipe the door boot or rim, level the cabinet, inspect hoses, and run a maintenance cycle. You will not open sealed bearings or service internal electronics. If you smell burnt insulation, see scorched connectors, or find water inside the control panel, stop and call a licensed technician. Safety. Unplug the washer. Confirm power is off at the outlet with a plug-in tester or a known good lamp. Turn off both supply valves at the wall. Put on gloves and eye protection. Use towels to catch water. Lift with your legs, not your back. If you must move the machine, slide on furniture glides or cardboard. Follow local code for supply lines and drain height. Do not over-tighten plastic fittings. Tools and materials. You will need these basics. Work gloves and eye protection. Old towels or a small pan. Flashlight. Adjustable wrench and a small nut driver. Long nose pliers or tweezers. Soft brush and a narrow bottle brush. Mild dish soap, white vinegar, and baking soda. A pack of new rubber washers for supply hoses. Bubble level or phone level. Optional, replacement braided hoses if yours are older than 5 years. Setup. Pull the machine forward enough to reach the back without straining lines. Place towels around the base. Put small parts in a cup so nothing rolls away. Keep your phone ready for photos before and after each step. That is your setup. Steps. Step 1. Check and shut water supplies. Turn both valves fully clockwise. Confirm the handles stop. With the washer unplugged, crack each hose fitting loose at the back of the machine. Expect a cup of water. Catch it with a towel or pan. Step 2. Clean the inlet screens. Inside each inlet port sits a tiny mesh screen that traps grit. Use the flashlight. If you see sand or rust, remove the screen gently with long nose pliers. Do not deform the mesh. Rinse under running water. Brush lightly. Reinstall the screen flat and fully seated. This restores full water flow and shortens fill times. Step 3. Replace hose washers and inspect hoses. Slip out the old flat rubber gaskets from hose ends. Press in new ones. Check hoses for bulges, cracks, or rust at the crimps. If the hose jacket looks dry or the crimp shows corrosion, replace both supply hoses as a pair. If your hoses are older than 5 years, replace them on schedule. Finger tighten hoses to the machine, then snug 1/8 turn with the wrench. Do not over-torque. Step 4. Clean the drain filter or coin trap. Front-load machines often have a service door near the bottom front. Place a towel and shallow pan. Twist out the filter cap slowly. Let the water drain. Remove lint, coins, pins, and hair from the trap. Brush the screen clean. Inspect the impeller behind the filter for threads or debris and remove with tweezers. Refit the cap hand tight. 4 top loads with no external filter. Run the maintenance cycle in step 8 to clear soap films. Step 5. Wipe the door boot or tub rim. For a front loader, fold back the gray door boot gently. Wipe sludge from the folds with a cloth and mild soap. Rinse and dry. For a top loader, wipe the tub rim and under the lip where residue collects. A bottle brush helps along the overflow holes. This cuts odor and improves drainage. Step 6. Clean the dispenser drawer and siphons. Pull the dispenser drawer straight out. Some have a small tab to push before it releases. Soak the drawer in warm water with a drop of soap. Scrub the tiny siphon caps and channels with the bottle brush. Rinse and dry. Reinstall until it clicks. Measured detergent will now flow correctly, not pool or slime. Step 7. Level the machine and set the feet. Place the level front to back, then side to side on the top. Turn the adjustable feet until the bubble centers both directions. Lock the jam nuts if your feet have them. A level cabinet reduces vibration, protects bearings, and keeps the drum from walking. If your floor is soft, place the front feet on rubber pads to dampen shake. Step 8. Run a hot maintenance cycle. Plug the washer back in. Open both water valves. With the tub empty, run the hottest normal cycle. Add 1 cup of white vinegar to the drum for mineral and soap film. If buildup is heavy, sprinkle 2 tablespoons of baking soda into the drum first. Do not mix with bleach. Let the cycle finish. Leave the door or lid open to dry. This resets odors and clears residue from the outer tub and hoses. Verify. Fill time. The next load should begin filling faster. If the tub does not reach level in a normal time, recheck inlet screens and valves. Drain time. Water should pump out strong in the final minutes. If the display shows a drain error, open the filter again and look for a mist obstruction. Spin balance. During high spin, the cabinet should shake minimally. If it walks, relevel the feet and review your loading habits. Leaks. Use a dry hand around each hose connection while the machine fills. If you feel moisture, snug 1/8 turn more. Wipe dry and recheck. Common fails plus fixes. Musty smell after a day. Run 1 empty hot cycle with white vinegar. Wipe the boot and leave the door open for air. Switch to a high-efficiency detergent and measure per load size. Long fill time. Clean inlet screens again. Confirm both valves are fully open. If your home has low pressure, avoid running other fixtures during fill. Drain error code. Clear the filter. Check the standpipe height. It should be near 30 inches to keep the siphon from backflow. Repeat, near 30 inches. Shakes and bangs, level the unit. Load mixed items so weight spreads. Heavy single items like a bath mat can cause imbalance. White streaks on dark clothes, use less detergent. Cold water needs less. Pre-dissolve powdered soap in warm water. Door will not unlock after cycle. Wait 3 minutes for the safety lock to time out. If still locked, unplug the unit, then plug back in and try cancel. If it remains locked, stop and call a technician. Document. Take 3 simple photos. Back of the machine showing new hose gaskets or hoses, with valves open. Clean drain filter and service panel closed. Level bubble centered on the top. Name the files with the date and the task, for example, 2025-10-05 washer service. Store them in your home maintenance folder. If you need warranty service later, these photos show proper care. Chapter 2 Dryers, Beat the Heat Safely. Scope. You will service a residential tumble dryer, either electric or gas. You will clean the lint trap and the full vent path, check the exterior hood, inspect drum seals, listen for worn rollers, and confirm safe temperatures. You will not open a gas valve body or rewire a control board. If you smell gas, hear a loud arc, or see scorch marks inside the cabinet, stop and call a licensed technician. Safety. Unplug the dryer. If it is gas, close the gas shutoff valve by turning the handle a quarter turn so it is across the pipe. Wait 5 minutes. Work with the room ventilated. Wear gloves, eye protection, and a dust mask for lint. Do not run the dryer with the vent disconnected except for a brief test. Keep the flexible duct uncrushed and as short as practical. Follow local code for duct material and length. Never use plastic duct. Tools and materials. You will need these basics. Work gloves, eye protection, and a dust mask. Vacuum with crevice tool. Lint brush or vent cleaning rod kit. Screwdriver set and nut driver. Flashlight. Short flexible duct connector and 2 new clamps if your old duct is damaged. Foil tape rated for ducts, not cloth tape. Small putty knife and soft cloth. Isopropyl alcohol for belt and pulley wipe. Infrared thermometer or probe thermometer for outlet temperature check. Setup. Pull the dryer forward to reach the back. Do not strain the gas line if present. Place a drop cloth or old sheet to catch lint. Put small hardware in a cup. Keep your phone ready for before and after photos. That is your setup. Steps. Step 1. Clean the lint trap housing. Remove the lint screen. Vacuum the slot where the screen sits. Use the crevice tool to reach down both sides. Feed a lint brush into the channel and work it gently. Pull out packed lint. Vacuum again. Wash the lint screen with warm water and a drop of dish soap. Rinse and dry. Dryer sheets can leave a film that slows airflow. A clean screen improves draw. Step 2. Disconnect and inspect the vent. Loosen the two clamps at the back of the dryer. Ease the duct off. Look inside the outlet port with the flashlight. If you see heavy lint, vacuum it out. Check the duct for crushed spots or long kinks. If it is plastic or foil accordion type, plan to replace with a smooth wall metal duct. Shorter is better. Fewer turns are better. Step 3. Brush the vent line to the exterior. From the laundry room side, feed the vent rod kit or a long lint brush into the wall duct and turn it while pushing. Work to the exterior hood. Stop every couple of feet to vacuum lint that backs out. Move outside. Open the hood. Clear any bird guard or screen. Brush from the outside back toward the dryer. Lint should fall out. Clean the hood hinge so it swings free. The flap must move and close easily to keep pests out and let air escape. Step 4. Reseat or replace the connector. If the old connector is crushed, install a new short flexible connector rated for dryers. Slide one clamp over the connector. Press the connector fully onto the dryer outlet. Tighten the clamp until snug. Do the same at the wall stub. Do not tape over the clamp. Use a small band of foil tape only to cover screw heads if needed. The path must stay round and smooth. Step 5. Open the front and clear interior lint. Unplug the dryer once more. Remove the lower front panel or the entire front if your model requires it. Use a nut driver on the small screws. Lift the panel off and set it aside. Vacuum the cavity around the blower housing, motor, and floor. Do not hit wiring. Use short strokes. Packed lint inside the cabinet is a heat risk. Clean until you can see the base metal. Step 6. Inspect belt, rollers, and idler. Rotate the drum by hand. Listen for scraping or rough patches. Reach under the drum to feel the belt. If you feel cracks or glazing, plan a belt replacement. Spin each rear roller with your finger. They should roll smooth and quiet. If one drags or squeals, it is wearing out. Check the idler pulley for smooth rotation. Wipe belt and pulleys with a cloth lightly dampened with alcohol to remove glaze. Do not soak. Step 7. Check drum seals and door gasket. Look at the felt seals at the front and rear of the drum. If you see gaps, chunks missing, or lint clinging in clumps, note for replacement. A leaking seal wastes heat and throws lint into the cabinet. Check the door gasket for tears. Clean the gasket and door glass with a damp cloth so the door closes tight. Step 8. Reassemble and set the feet. Set the front panel back in place. Hand start all screws. Snug them evenly. Push the dryer back to position. Place a level on top. Adjust the feet until the bubble centers front to back and side to side. A level cabinet keeps the drum tracking true and reduces roller wear. Step 9. Test airflow and temperature. Plug the dryer in. If gas, open the gas valve so the handle is in line with the pipe. Run the dryer on time dry, high heat, with the drum empty. Go outside. The hood flap should snap open and air should blow strong. If the flap barely moves, you still have a restriction. Back inside, measure outlet temperature by pointing the infrared thermometer at the airstream inside the drum. Typical high heat outlet is in the range of 130 to 160 degrees Fahrenheit before cycling. The burner or element should cycle on and off. If the temperature climbs higher and does not cycle, stop and call a technician. Verify. Airflow at the hood is strong and steady. The flap opens fully and falls closed when off. Lint screen now draws air. You can feel suction with your palm over the slot. Drum turns smooth and quiet. No chirps at startup, and no rumble at mid-speed. Outlet temperature rises to the normal range and cycles down, then rises again. Dry time improves on a standard load. Shirts that took 60 minutes now take closer to 40. Common fails plus fixes. Clothes still damp at the end. Recheck the vent path for a hidden second elbow. Many laundry rooms have a ceiling run. Brush again from both ends. Confirm the exterior hood opens fully and is not blocked by a screen. Burning smell on first run after cleaning. A little dust on the element can singe during the first heat. If the smell persists beyond 5 minutes, stop and open the cabinet to look for lint that touched the heater housing. Squeak at startup. The idler pulley often chirps when dry. A drop of machine oil on the shaft may quiet it for a short time. If the chirp returns, replace the idler. Thump once per turn. A flat spot on a roller or a seam in the drum belt can thump. Inspect the rollers. Replace as a pair if one is worn. Hot cabinet sides. Poor airflow or a failed cycling thermostat can cook the cabinet. Verify the vent is clear and the outlet temperature cycles. If sides stay hot to the touch, call a technician. Long lint strands on clothes. Clean the lint screen and check the felt seals. Worn seals shed fibers and pull lint into the drum. Maintenance interval plan. Clean the lint screen every load. Wash it with soap and water every month. Brush the vent line every 6 months in normal use. Every 3 months if you dry pet hair or heavy towels. Vacuum inside the cabinet once a year. Inspect belt, rollers, and idler yearly. Replace the belt every 3 to 5 years, or sooner if you see cracks. Check the exterior hood each season. Make sure the flap swings free and the area is clear of nests. Document. Take 4 photos. Clean lint screen held up to the light so the mesh looks open. Back of the dryer with the round connector seated and clamps set. Exterior hood with the flap open during a test run. Inside the cabinet floor clean of lint before the front goes back on. Name the files with the date and task, for example, 2025-10-05 dryer service. Save them with your washer photos. This trail proves care if you seek service. Energy and fabric care tips. Spin laundry on high in the washer. More water out means less time in the dryer. Sort heavy items from light ones. Towels with shirts slow the entire load. Use the moisture sensor cycle for most loads. Timed high heat can overdry and break fibers. Clean the screen before each load to keep airflow high and energy low. Keep the vent run short. Each extra turn adds resistance and time. When to call a pro? Repeated breaker trips or a fuse that blows again after reset. Gas smell near the dryer or at the shutoff valve. Grinding metal sound, sparks, or visible glow outside the heater box. Outlet temperature that climbs above 170 degrees Fahrenheit and does not cycle down. A cabinet so hot you cannot rest your hand on the side for more than 3 seconds. Chapter 3, Refrigerators, Cool Efficiency. Scope. You will service a residential refrigerator, top freezer or bottom freezer, or side by side. You will clean condenser coils, clear the defrost drain, test and set temperatures, check door gaskets, confirm level and clearance, and organize airflow. You will not open sealed refrigerant lines or replace a compressor. If you hear a harsh metallic scrape from the compressor, smell burnt insulation, or see oil near a line, stop and call a licensed technician. Safety. Unplug the fridge before cleaning coils or removing kick plates. Use gloves and eye protection. Move the appliance with 2 people. Protect the floor with sliders or cardboard. Keep pets and kids out of the work area. Plug into a grounded outlet only. Do not use extension cords. Follow local code for dedicated circuits. Tools and materials. You will need these basics. Work gloves and eye protection. Vacuum with brush and crevice tools. Soft coil brush or long bottle brush. Small turkey baster or squeeze bottle. Warm water and a drop of dish soap. Baking soda. Thin paper strip for gasket test. Small level or phone level. Thermometer rated for food storage. Zip ties for cable and drain guidance if needed. Optional, compressed air for tight coil fins. Setup, clear food from door bins that may spill. Pull the unit forward a few inches to reach the rear if you have space. If the coils are underneath, you will work from the front kick plate. Place a towel to catch dust and a shallow tray behind if you plan to rinse a drain. That is your setup. Steps. Step 1. Set the correct temperatures. Plug in if you need the internal display. Target 37 to 39 degrees Fahrenheit in the fresh food section. Target 0 degrees Fahrenheit in the freezer. If you have a single control with numbers instead of degrees, place your thermometer on the middle shelf near the front and check after 6 hours. Adjust 1 notch at a time. Correct temperatures protect food and reduce compressor strain. Step 2. Clean condenser coils. Unplug. Remove the front kick plate or rear cardboard cover. Use the coil brush to loosen dust on the black coils. Brush from top to bottom. Hold the vacuum nozzle near the brush to catch debris. If coils sit under the fridge, feed the brush under from the front and sweep from back to front. Do not bend fins. Clean until the brush comes up almost clean. A clean coil sheds heat better, so the compressor runs less. Step 3. Clear the defrost drain. Open the freezer. Find the small drain hole at the rear floor under the evaporator cover area. If you see a sheet of ice, a clogged drain is likely. Mix warm water with a pinch of baking soda. Use the turkey baster to send warm water into the drain. Repeat until water flows to the pan underneath. If your model routes access from the rear service area, locate the soft drain tube above the pan and squeeze it to crack algae. Flow warm water through until clear. Water should land in the pan near the compressor and evaporate during normal operation. Step 4. Test and clean door gaskets. Close a thin paper strip in the door at the top hinge side. Pull gently. You should feel a firm drag. Test on the latch side and near the bottom. If a spot pulls free without resistance, clean the gasket and the mating surface with warm soapy water, then dry. Retest. Warm a stiff section with your hand to relax it. If a tear or gap remains, plan a gasket replacement. A solid seal holds cold air and reduces frost. Step 5. Level and set cabinet tilt. Place the level on the front edge of the fresh food shelf. Set side to side level first by adjusting front feet. For front to back, set a slight backward tilt so the doors self-close in the last inch. This also helps the defrost drain flow to the rear. Confirm the fridge does not rock. Tighten any foot lock nuts. Recheck door closing. Doors should swing shut gently without a push. Step 6. Check placement and clearance. Measure the gap behind the fridge. You want at least 2 inches for airflow, more if the coils are rear mounted. Leave at least 1 inch on each side and on top if the unit is built in. Do not pack the top with boxes. Air must travel from the front or bottom to the coils, then out the rear or top. Good clearance keeps head pressure down and extends compressor life. Step 7. Organize airflow inside. Keep large containers away from the rear wall vents. Leave 2 inches of space around the evaporator cover in the freezer so cold air moves. Do not line shelves with solid mats that block air. In the fresh food section, put quick spoil items on the middle shelves where temperature is most stable. Avoid stacking warm leftovers tight together. Spread them so they cool fast. Faster cool means less run time. Step 8. Clean pans, rails, and smells. Pull crispers and shelves that come out easily. Wash with warm soapy water. Rinse and dry. Wipe interior walls with a cloth dampened in a mix of warm water and a teaspoon of baking soda. Avoid strong scents. Dry all surfaces. Slide drawers back in. Lubricate drawer rails lightly with a food-safe silicone if they grind. Never use oil that can drip on food. Verify. The condenser area is free of lint and the fins are visible. The drain accepts warm water and you see it in the pan underneath. No water leaks onto the floor. Doors pass the paper strip test with firm drag on all sides. Doors self-close in the last inch. Temperatures hold steady after a full night. 37 to 39 degrees in fresh food, 0 in the freezer. The compressor cycles on and off. You hear a soft hum, then a quiet stop. Run time shortened compared to before cleaning. Common fails plus fixes. Puddles under crisper drawers. The defrost drain is clogged. Clear ice with warm water. Feed more warm water down the drain until it flows to the pan. If it reclogs often, install a short loop in the soft drain tube to keep warm air from drafting up, or ask a technician about an updated drain heater if your model supports one. Thick frost on the back freezer wall, air leak or defrost issue. Check gaskets and door closing first. If frost returns quickly with good seals, the defrost heater or timer may have failed. Call a technician. Food near the door spoils early. Door bins run warmer. Move milk and meats to the middle shelves. Confirm fresh food section temperature with your thermometer after 12 hours. Adjust 1 notch colder if needed. Unit runs nearly all day. Coils likely dirty, clearance tight, or temperature set too cold. Clean coils, add rear space, and set targets to 38 and 0. Check that the condenser fan behind or under the unit spins freely when running. If the fan is silent while the compressor is humming, call a technician. Click then silence at startup. The compressor overload protector may be tripping from heat or a failing start relay. Ensure coils are clean and the rear is not flush to the wall. If the click returns after cleaning and cooling, call a technician. Water at the rear pan never evaporates. The pan may be cracked or the condenser fan may not be moving air across the pan. Inspect with power off. Replace a damaged pan. A non-spinning fan needs service. Energy and food care tips. Keep the fridge 3/4 full. Mass holds cold. If you are short on items, store jugs of water to stabilize temperature. Let hot food cool on the counter for 30 minutes before loading. Do not leave longer than 2 hours for food safety. Cover liquids and soups. Open liquids add moisture that turns to frost. Vacuum coils every 6 months. If you have pets or a dusty home, every 3 months. Replace water filters on schedule so the ice maker and dispenser flow correctly. A starved valve can chatter and leak. During power outages, keep doors closed. Food stays safe longer if you resist opening. A full freezer can hold near zero for around 2 days if unopened. Maintenance interval plan. Monthly, wipe gaskets and test with a paper strip. Check for door self-close. Every 3 months, vacuum condenser coils and the front intake area. Rinse the defrost drain with warm water if you see any ice bloom. Every 6 months, confirm temperatures with your thermometer and adjust settings. Clean the drip pan if accessible. Replace water filters per maker interval, often 6 months. Yearly, pull the unit fully out with help. Clean the full rear area, inspect the cord, check leveling feet, and verify clearances. Document with photos. Noise guide. A soft whoosh or hissing in short bursts is normal refrigerant flow. A brief click at start or stop is normal relay action. An ongoing metallic grind from the compressor is not normal. A rattling buzz from the rear often means a loose cover or line touching the cabinet. Add a felt pad or bend the cover slightly to stop contact. A squeak when doors move points to dry hinges. A tiny drop of food-safe silicone on the hinge pin solves it. Document. Take 5 photos. Clean condenser coil area or clean kick plate space. Drain tube or drain hole after warm water flush. Paper strip half pulled to show gasket grip at the latch side. Level bubble showing slight backward tilt. Thermometer reading 37 to 39 in fresh food after overnight rest. Name files with the date and task, for example, 2025-10-05 fridge service. Keep them with your washer and dryer records. When to call a pro. Freezer warms above 10 degrees Fahrenheit with the compressor running. Compressor clicking every minute without cooling after coil cleaning and proper clearance. Continuous frost return after you confirm gaskets and door closing. A burnt smell from the rear or visible arcing at a relay. Oil sheen around a copper line or at the base of the compressor.